News Radio 92.3 and Pensacola. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a very chilly Monday morning, y'all. I don't know if I can handle it. I'm really proud of myself for getting here, just saying. Anyway, we're going to have a great show today. We're going to kick things off with our friends from NAS Pensacola. Bruce Cummins is here. He's our public affairs director. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning. How is it going? I still can't get over the fact that I'm looking down at this display and it says 30 degrees and clear. 30 degrees should not be Florida.
I'm spitballing here.
You know what I mean?
No, not here, not at all. Although I will say I'm very grateful I'm not where it's supposed to be minus 30 today. Yeah, that, can you believe that?
I just
like a
don't
real
even
temperature, not just wind chill.
Absolutely unbelievable. You know, we're so blessed to be here in the panhandle of Florida, where most of the time the temperatures we could describe as moderate.
Thank you very much. Well, you have some guests with you this morning, so I'll let you introduce your guests because we've got some special people, as always.
I know. With me today is Captain Nicole Olson, the commanding officer of Navy Medicine Operational Training Command. So, you know, one of the unique things about NAS Pensacola, despite the fact that it is the largest training facility in the Navy after boot camp, RTC up in Great Lakes in Chicago, there's more than just blue and yellow jets that go on over at NAS Pensacola. And Captain, you know what? It's just interesting because it's so synonymous with this area, you know, the Blue Angels and, you know, all of the aviation that goes along here. But NMATSE has a very unique mission, and Captain Olson was going to talk about that. Also with us here today is Mass Communication Specialist First Class Russell Lindsay. He is one of the Mass Communication Specialists assigned to NMATSE and does an absolutely phenomenal job. But we just wanted to showcase some of the different things that happen here at the installation and, you know, just showcase that there's sometimes a lot more that goes on with the tenant commands. There's 126 tenant commands on the installation.
Wow.
All right. Oh, and real quick, we're getting ready to celebrate that birthday.
I know.
For the base, okay? 1826,
incredible.
Naval Shipyard Pensacola was established.
That's hard to
believe. 200 years. Now, 1914 is when aviation came along, okay? And this became Naval Air Station or Naval Aeronautical Station.
Right.
But, you know, it found it here because of all of the live oaks.
Isn't that something? You know? I know. And I love the history.
There's a lot. And much like baseball statistics, the aviators have, you know, scorecards for everything. Right? So there's a ton of history that goes on.
Acronyms for everything, if I will say.
They do indeed. They do indeed. So, you know, we're looking forward to celebrating that and 200 years of, you know, U.S. Navy presence here in the Northwest Florida in the panhandle here. So looking forward to doing that. We've got a lot of things that we're kicking around to make sure that we celebrate it with the community that loves us so much. And we love them. We want to celebrate it the right way. So stay tuned for some other things that we've got kicking around. But right now today, Captain Olson is the commanding officer of Navy Medicine Operational Training Command. And I understand, and we were talking, you know, on the drive over here, that Captain Olson was something of a gymnast back in the day.
No kidding. Yeah, I heard you're from New Mexico as well.
Yes. So, you know, I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was a gymnast for many, many years.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
I dabbled in it, but then when I had to do the big double parallel bars that you have to swing around, that was the end for me.
That was it. That did you in, right?
The fear of heights didn't work well with that one. What was your favorite?
So I absolutely loved balance beam.
Oh, wow.
So just the idea of being able to flip around and land on 4 inches of wood, it was just amazing. A lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have to bring us some photos.
I'm kind of looking forward to that.
And maybe a little video tape or something, maybe.
Oh, I have all those old, you know, the Super 8 tapes from way back when.
Believe me. Trust me. I know what you're talking about.
I don't even know if we have a way to play those anymore.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
So, Navy Medicine Operational Training Command, one of the, you know, larger tenant commands on the air station. They've got a varied responsibility and some of the names, the acronyms that people might have heard out in town. Stuff like NAMI, NISTI. What exactly is NAMI? Okay, so, you know, for those of us that might not speak militaryese, now I do. All right. I've got a history with it in Motsi. That's where I was when I first came here several years ago. But if you could tell us a little bit about in Motsi, what it does, and some of the commands that are here, and how that influences exactly what goes on with some of the aviation training.
And just to clarify, in Motsi is Navy Medicine Operational Training Center.
Command.
Yes. Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah.
So just recently, I believe, changed from center to command. So you're really close there.
In the right neighborhood.
Absolutely. when you think about NMOTSI, its mission is very, very unique and diverse. We are all about readiness and survivability for our Navy and Marine Corps warfighters. And you think about medical professionals, NMOTSI is probably one of the hardest things to kind of fit into a single conversation because we do so many different things. And it's much larger than you would imagine. You know, here I have a headquarters, which also houses our directorate for trauma training. But then we also have two detachments located here, which is NAMI, the Navy Aeromedical Institute, and NISTI, Navy Survival Training Institute.
Wow.
So those two are located here. But I have three other detachments, and then I have training centers across the United States.
Wow.
So it is really quite a large organization. And if you think about medical needs that our warfighters need, we've trained it. If you think about Navy aviation, we see every pilot, every air crew that comes through the Navy.
So, like, you know, when an individual is coming here, you know, because a lot of people in this area are very familiar with individuals coming here for flight training.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in that process, they're going to come and get screened by NAMI, by Naval Aviation Medical Institute?
Yes, that is correct. So we evaluate the pilots, making sure that they are medically ready and psychologically, mentally ready for flight. We also deal with a lot of applicants who want to become pilots. Well, it's our job to make sure that they are going to be successful, that they are the type of person that we need to be a pilot.
I would imagine mental health would be critical for that kind of responsibility.
It really is very, very critical because you have to make split time decisions when you're in an aircraft. And if you're not physically and mentally ready, bad things can happen. So it's our job to make sure they are ready.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're talking with our friends from NAS Pensacola, specifically from we've got Captain Nicole Olson. She's the commanding officer at Navy Medicine Operational Training Command. And Russell Lindsay is here. He's with Mass Communications there. And our friend Bruce Cummings, who's the public affairs officer. So we will be back at Pep Talk in just a minute. If you've got a question for them, now's the time to text it in at 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here with our friends from NAS Pensacola. Bruce Cummins is here. He's the public affairs officer, director, I guess I should say. And we also have with us Russell Lindsay. He's petty officer in mass communications. And Captain Nicole Olson. She's the commanding officer for the Navy Medicine Operational Training Command. And is better known as NMOTSI. Did I get that right?
That is correct. You know, we love our acronyms.
If I can get that right, I'm batting 1,000 this morning. So you were talking about how critical it is for the mental health of our pilots, and that's one of the things that you take care of among a long list of objectives.
That is correct. So I wanted to just mention that, you know, NAMI does more than just looking at our pilots and our air crew. We also do a lot of training there. This is where all of our flight surgeons and our flight doctors, which optometrists are among those. I have to put that in since I'm an optometrist by trade. They do all their training there. And what they are responsible for is really they're attached basically with each of the aviation wings. Mm-hmm. And it's their job in the future to take care of the pilots, take care of the air crew the entire time they are flying. And if mishaps happen, evaluating them, making sure that they are good to go, making sure that it's not just, well, you made it through the waiver process and the medical process, and now we're done. This is a step-by-step throughout their career. They have somebody who understands flight, mm-hmm. understands the needs of the pilots and the air crews, and can take care of them on a day-to-day basis. So we train those doctors and physicians and to do that.
We've got a question that just came in on the text line from one of our listeners. So how does the Navy recruit doctors? Is there a shortage?
So
recruiting is always an you know, something that the Navy is looking at right there. And you know, individuals that are assigned to like Navy Recruiting Command mm-hmm. or up in Millington PERS, they're going to be best suited to try and answer that. But for individuals that are interested in that, I encourage you to go on to you know, some of the sites and talk to some of the recruiters, and they can look into that. But that's a question that's best suited for some of our upper echelon leadership on that. But, you know, in Pensacola right now, this is one of the first stops that individuals have after they've been recruited.
Post-recruitment.
So, you know, whether you're, you know, being commissioned or you're an enlisted troop, you know, if you're coming into the Navy and you want to work on or fly aircraft, you're pretty much going to end up in Pensacola at some point. And that's what Captain Nicole Olson, the commanding officer of Navy Medicine Operational Training Command, that's what she's looking into doing. All right. And we were talking before a little bit about ensuring that some of the service members that come through your doors, that their mental health is stable. And, you know, there's there's a lot of processes that go into play with that. And mental health is obviously something that's taken quite seriously. But, you know, because I know we're running a little bit short on time, there's another area of NMOTC that's called the Naval Survival Training Institute. And what exactly is that one? Because that one, I think they do some of the cool stuff.
Oh, yes. So Naval Survival Training Institute, NISTI, mm-hmm. if you like the acronym. This is where you get to do all the cool stuff. And again, everyone that is involved with aviation, pilots, air crew, they all have to go through this. And the training is amazing. So you think about something happening in an aircraft, and maybe you have to eject. Mm-hmm. Well, what happens? What do you do if that cord gets tangled? What do you do if there's an issue that you have? Well, that is what we train on. How do you handle those intense situations?
And I had an opportunity to see some of that in action with a leadership tour of the base. And they took us to the pool area.
Oh, yes.
They were showing us how they get out when the seat's in the water and they have to unbuckle and get out. Wow. And we actually got to watch them practicing that. That was amazing to me.
So that is again, where all the cool things happen, right? No, with all the cool toys. And it's really a walk-run approach. Mm-hmm. So every pilot, every air crew goes through this initially. And then every 2 years, they have to come back and do a refresher.
Oh, no kidding.
So they start you out in a pool where they just take a little basket and they turn you upside down and you have to get out. And then they work you up to going into the dunker. Now, everybody has seen this in movies where mm-hmm. they take that cage, basically. It's a little different these days, but they tip you upside down and you have to get out.
Yeah, now, that'd be where I was done.
Correct.
Haven't been through that.
It's
disorienting and it's interesting, but it is kind of cool. And, you know, Navy takes everything, you know, from a safety first approach. So the Naval Survival Training Institute, they do some really neat stuff there. And you know, we were just talking about it. And Captain, have you been in the dunker yet?
No, I haven't. Now, I would be good. I honestly think that I could do it with my eyes opened and be able to navigate. And, But then
so
they
there's
put,
a next step to this? Oh.
There is a next step. I talked about walk and run, right? Yeah. Well, after they let you do it with your eyes open, they blindfold you. So then everything is in the dark. And you have to find whichever door they tell you you needed to get out of.
Wow.
So they tell you you need to exit through this door. You've got to find that door in the dark, disoriented, upside down. That's where I think I would have a little bit of an issue.
Separates the forming that muscle but, memory.
Yeah,
you know, separate. Got to make sure that they can do it.
But let me tell you, my wonderful staff, they are trying to get me to do it, and I keep putting it off, but I have a feeling... before I leave here, it's on my bucket list.
Your day is coming.
My day is coming. And
okay, we're going to take a quick break on that thought. We are here with our friends from NAS Pensacola. We'll be back in just a minute with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends from NAS Pensacola. So, Bruce?
Yeah, no, we had a great time talking today about one of the commands that is impactful in the blue and yellow jets that we see all the time. All right, those guys have all gone through the training that Captain Nicole Olson and the wonderful, outstanding NMOTC staff, part of what they do is get these individuals ready all the time. So, Captain, I know we're getting ready to wrap it up here, but the Naval Aerospace Medical Institute and the Naval Survival Training Institute, two of the higher profile programs that are run by NMOTC. What is it that you feel is so important about those organizations and what it is that they do?
Well, so first of all, it really is about survivability and readiness of our warfighters, our pilots, our air crew. And I have to just say, I have the most amazing staff. They are experts in what they do. They make my job so easy because they are so amazing. I couldn't be prouder of the team that I have and the job that they do. Their mission is so important and critical to the Navy and its mission.
Navy Medicine Operational Training Command, one of the 126 tenant commands out there at Naval Air Station Pensacola, and doing awesome things. If you are going to come into the Navy to fly jets or be an air crew on any of the platforms that the Navy has to offer, you're going to go through the NMOTC doors, through the Naval Aerospace Medical Institute, as well as the Naval Survival Training Institute. And that dunker, while it does seem scary, is actually it's kind of a neat thing. And we're looking forward to seeing Captain Nicole Olson, the Medical Service Corps officer and commanding officer of Navy Medicine Operational Training Command, get into that. Russ, you going to shoot some pictures when she does?
Oh, you absolutely believe.
I want to see those.
You need to be getting the pool and make sure that you get some really good shots of that.
I'm not sure about that.
But Bruce, it's an unfair advantage. She is a gymnast.
Right. This is true.
She ought to be able to wiggle out of anything with those credits.
Long ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
No, that's kind of where I was at. So for all of us here at Naval Air Station Pensacola, as well as some of the tenant commands that are have the privilege of being with us here today, wanted to say thank you. And as a reminder, we got 200 years of Naval Air Station Pensacola. Now, NMOTC wasn't there 200 years ago. All right. I think they originally selected the site to ensure that we had live oaks for ship construction, Naval
Which
Shipyard Pensacola.
It's amazing. Just an amazing story. What a treat to have all of you here this morning. And you can hear this again on our website at newsradio923.com. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Captain Commander. Thank you, sir, Petty Officer Lindsay. We appreciate all of y'all being here this morning on Pep Talk.